Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Dror Lieber back on the show. Dror has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the years. He's joining us all the way from Israel, founder and chief information systems officer at Coronet, an award-winning cloud security provider for companies just like yours and mine. He's got decades of experience in the technology, security, and business development world. And formerly with the CIO of the Israeli Defense Forces Military Police. So he's got the background, folks. And as I've said many times to you on the show, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for you, and that includes Dror Lieber. Dror, welcome back.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm not chopped liver, that's for sure.
Yes, you are not chopped liver, no question. So Dror, I was just talking to Ben Richmond from America now, running Zero in America. He's a New Zealander. We were just talking about the impact, the emotional impact, the mental health impact, and implications of the coronavirus pandemic, the shutdown, the work from home issue, and how that's taking a toll on the mental health of the workers who went home. And now you're going to talk to us about the toll that all these workers working from home had on the mental health of the chief information officer of all these companies, right? Never mind
indeed,
the employees
indeed.
At home. What about the IT expert who's supposed to keep everybody cyber safe? What do you think?
Yes. So as you know, but maybe some of your audience doesn't know us, we are a security company. We provide a product that secures small businesses, cybersecure, that includes all aspects. And we currently have about 4.5 million people on our platform working for thousands of companies. And we issued a survey to the companies that work with us. And about 582 companies filled out the survey, and we wrote a report based on it. And the concept there was, what was the impact of COVID-19 on IT in general and cybersecurity more specifically? And we got some amazing, amazing data out of it that I'd be very, very happy to share.
Absolutely. No, that's what we want to hear from. In fact, you got some serious response back from these folks about their concerns for cybersecurity. Tell us about it.
Yeah, sure. So interestingly enough, I'd like to start actually from the business side, because obviously everything is driven by the business. So we asked some general questions around communication, around what you mentioned before, the mental health, how did people stay in touch. And generally, we actually got some pretty good responses that most people felt that they were taken care of by their companies. By the way, I have to remind everyone that we work only with small to mid-sized companies. So all of our respondents were people like your audience, companies from 5 employees to 500. The most were around the 70 to 150, the ones that responded. Mm-hmm. So 73% of those companies experienced a revenue downturn, which is terrible. And, of course, when there is revenue downturn, there is also pressure on employees, on cybersecurity, on IT staff. And add to that the fact that they sent a lot of people home. So 80% of the people that responded said that they sent people to work from home. So they now had to deal with this, people working from their home, whether they had a secure network or not, whether they even had a computer at home that they could use. Not everybody has laptop that is issued by the company. So all of that added a lot of complexity to the IT teams that we were surveying here. But the general sense that I got from the report was that people were pretty upbeat. People felt that, you know, there is a crisis, we're dealing with it, and this shall too pass, however you say it. You know, this is going to be over, and we're going to be fine.
Yeah, that's the general attitude, because it speaks to the corporate culture, which is what I've talked about a lot on the show in the last few months. It speaks to the strength of the corporate culture. People should, most of the people I talk to should really take heart in the way their people stepped up. But now we're out of the sprint mode into the marathon mode. And we've got to pay more attention to, if this is going to be our new regular, how do we deal with this new regular? And part of that is security, cybersecurity.
Absolutely.
We're going to get into that part of the research right after the break with our good friend Dror Lieber. He's in charge of the founder and in charge of the security at Coronet. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.